Hi, Kieran, you all right?
I'm good, mate. Yeah, how are you?
Nice one. Yeah, well, good, cheers. Now, you guys, you've had quite a pretty massive 2017 as a band, didn't you? How do you think it all went for you?
Probably the biggest year we've had as a band. It's a bit weird looking back, to be honest, because that much has happened. I think it's just blown all his minds. Big year for us, yeah.
So how long had that album been in the pipeline?
Well, we like to call it, our little nickname for it's the soundtrack to 7 relentless years of hard graft.
7 years. It's madness.
Meaning it's not just an album which has been wrote because it had to be wrote. It's literally like there's some songs on there from the very start of it and up to like the newest tune, which were like, I suppose, wrote in the studio when we were doing the album. So it's a collection of songs wrote over that time, really.
So you just released a new single off the album, Chasing Shadows. Is that one of your favourite tracks on the album?
I love it because everyone loves it, sort of thing. And not only that, it's pretty easy to play. So we usually finish on that song at his gigs, and it's pretty enjoyable to play because it's so simple.
I think I gathered that from the video, because the video of that track, it seems to get a little bit messy in the crowd, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Do you just enjoy looking out when you're playing a track and just seeing the carnage just being created because of you guys on stage?
Yeah, exactly that. Like, that's my favourite thing to do on stage, which is why probably I love playing Chasing Shadows, because there's literally like 3 chords in that song, so I don't have to look at my guitar, I can just stare at and see what everyone's doing.
I was going to mention the tour coming up, actually, because obviously you're playing some pretty massive venues across country soon.
Can't wait, yeah. It feels like realistically, it hasn't been that long, but it does feel like it's been ages since we've done a UK tour. We've been keeping busy in the meantime. Like, I just got back from Japan not long ago. But because since the last UK tour, we've been doing stuff in between, like Europe and America and Japan. So it's going to be nice to get back playing bigger shows, because it's his first time, or it was his first time in all of them places. The shows are like not as big as what they are over here. So yeah, we're all ready to play. Like, well, Manchester's like, I think it's 3,500. So,
absolutely mental.
See,
obviously on the tour you're going as north as Edinburgh, south as like London and Bournemouth, and obviously I feel like northerners, and obviously you're a northerner yourself, you feel like you've got quite a reputation to be quite rowdy at a gig. Do you find when you go up north it turns a bit more chaotic?
Definitely, yeah. That's not to flag off the southern gigs.
No, of course not.
In all fairness, like, I think at one stage, seeing as we're a northern band, we obviously had a better reception up north, but the more we seem to be going down south and playing these gigs, people like say Reading and Leeds, for example, they're getting into it just as much as what Leeds are, especially this last year. So we feel like we can go anywhere, like north or south, and it's you're still going to get a good gig. But yeah, I think, like you say, northerners are, I don't know why, but they seem to go a bit more nuts.
It must be the cheap drinks, I reckon.
Probably, yeah.
See, a lot of people won't know that, obviously, the band's made up of 2 sets of brothers. Do you think that that's given you quite a benefit in like pushing forward as a band over the past few years?
I think so, and it's not... I'd say it mainly comes down to just how you are as a band. Like, if you can't rip into each other or have some banter or whatever, then it's all just a bit serious then.
Obviously, we're a London station, so you'll be playing Electric Ballroom next month. You're looking forward to that one?
Yeah, man, it's going to be quality. I'm really into London crowds lately. I'm not just saying that, like, we've always, I wouldn't say struggled, but it's an area where we weren't too strong in, but lately, these last couple of tours, the London crowds are getting bigger and bigger, so it's like, London's turning into that gig where it's like one of the biggest on tour, like with Manchester and, I don't know, like Glasgow. When we play up Scotland, we usually get a decent following, and London's becoming one of them places, so...
Perfect.
Can't wait for it.
Can't go wrong with that anyway. Well, I'll catch you long enough. Thanks very much for chatting on Smoke Radio. See you on the 9th at Electric Ballroom.
Nice one, mate.
Perfect.
See you later.
Cheers, mate. See you later.